blind or print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from TeenVogue.com and KidSpiritOnline.com. Our first article today, from TeenVogue.com, 10 Best Perfume Trends You'll Smell in 2026, According to Experts, Fruity, Matcha, Cashmere, and more. This article was written by Donya Mamoumian and Karen Nesbitt on January 7th, and there's a note. All products are independently selected by our editors. If you buy something, we may earn an affiliate commission. New Year, New Perfume Trends. If you've got the urge to hit refresh and update your perfume rotation for 2026, there are a few exciting trends on the horizon that you'll want to tap into ASAP. Perfume trends are quickly rising in popularity and becoming just as important as fashion trends. For many, outfits simply aren't complete without a spritz of perfume to complete the look. Fragrance can add another layer of storytelling, like a smoky, woody scent paired with a worn and vintage leather jacket, or a light, fruity floral with a sundress. If it feels like you're noticing a lot more perfume content on your TikTok FYP or Instagram scroll, it's because you are. More and more people are tapping into a passion for perfume and learning the language of fragrance. There are also way, way, way more brands to choose from these days. The proliferation of perfume education and the wide availability of materials means that there are more independent perfumers and brands, explains Joey Rosen, a perfumer who has worked on scents for Troye Sivan's line, Solange Dior, among others. You've got your big name houses like Gucci, Prada, and Chanel, of course. Perfume-first brands like Breathe, Fleur, Lilabo, and Boysmells also got really popular really fast, paving the way for more indie and niche brands, which Rosen says are generally more experimental than more mainstream brands. In a quest to smell like nobody else, we have more choices than ever to achieve that mission. The scent trends of 2026 have a more personal, experimental vibe. People today are choosing fragrances that truly connect with how they want to feel, whether that's comfort, confidence, calmness, or simply a moment of joy in their day, says Mona Catan, founder of Kiari. We're also seeing a new generation of fragrance lovers who are incredibly curious, experimental, and intentional. They enjoy building their own scent identities, playing with layering, and discovering blends that feel personal and authentic to them. According to Catan, trends that offer versatility and room for creativity will be popular for fragrance experts and newbies alike. Fragrance has become a form of self-expression and storytelling, and I think that's such a beautiful evolution. The trends emerging for 2026 give people the freedom to explore, to create, and to express who they are through scent. Octavia Morgan, fragrance expert and founder of Octavia Morgan Los Angeles, agrees. In 2026, fragrance is less about announcing yourself and more about expressing your mood, your softness, and your inner world, she says. We checked out trending notes across beauty stores and social media and asked experts in the industry all about the hottest new scents we can expect to smell this year. Continue on for the best fragrance trends for 2026 and shop our editor's picks. The trendiest perfumes of 2026. 1. Juicy floral perfumes. Fragrance is about having fun, and nothing says fun like a sweet, bright, juicy floral. Juicy florals come from a shift toward optimism and color, says Morgan. They're youthful, but not childish, and they tell a story of softness and emotional revival. Look for blends like fresh rose paired with apricot, peach, or pear. 2. Soft cashmere perfumes. Inspired by the luxuriously soft texture of a cashmere sweater, cashmere scents are similar to skin scents with a rich freshness. If you're not quite ready to give up your favorite skin scent, consider looking for one with cashmere notes to make it stand out from the crowd while still feeling like, well, you. 3. Cozy cardamom perfumes. Scents that convey warmth, comfort, and coziness with a sprinkle of spice will continue to resonate in 2026. Spicy notes like ginger and cardamom elevate a classic gourmand by adding a hint of peppery heat. We're all about the sugar and spice blend in Selena Gomez's new Rare Eau de Parfum, which blends caramel and vanilla with a snappy ginger. Cardamom, a complex spice blend that has similar echoes to ginger, mint, and cinnamon, is another way to cozy up your fragrance game. What I love about cardamom is the balance it brings, shares Rosie Johnston, founder and CEO of By Rosie Jane. Johnston used cardamom in her new scent, Remy, pairing it with bright citrus notes for a beautiful contrast of fresh and warm notes. 4. Matcha perfumes. Tea scents are having a moment, whether that's green tea, white tea, or especially matcha. I'm seeing so much excitement around creamy musks, soft woods, and matcha-inspired greens. And our recent launch of Freedom Musk Matcha really affirmed this shift, says Catan. Matcha in particular brings this beautifully serene, almost meditative quality to a scent, and when you pair it with musks or soft woods, it becomes incredibly versatile and perfect for layering. 5. Fruit perfumes. Fruity, fresh fragrances are due for a comeback. These cheery, juicy scents practically beg you to take a bite of tropical fruits like passion fruit and guava. The entire fruit section of the grocery store is up for grabs when it comes to 2026 perfume trends too. The fruit notes I'm seeing are getting more specific, notes Rosen. Even banana could become a trend, and I wouldn't be fazed. 6. Very berry perfumes. Seriously, if there's ever been a time to lean all the way in to berry notes, it's this one. This year, berries, raspberry, strawberry, blueberry, along with peach and pear, take center stage, shaping a fresher, more vibrant story in scent creation, says Mary Testa Goff, Associate Vice President Product Plus Fragrance Development at Bath & Body Works. Through the synergy of perfumers and flavorists, fruit notes are evolving beyond simple sweetness into visceral, textural expressions of nature. Advanced techniques and innovative captives allow us to capture the authentic burst of freshness, delivering a fragrance experience that feels juicy, pulpy, and mouth-watering, as if biting into ripe fruit. 7. Vanilla perfumes with a twist. Don't worry, you don't have of scent. Edible comforts are tied to the return of cozy luxury, says Morgan. Consumers want scents that hug them. Warm, creamy, and nostalgic, but with a modern elevated twist that fits a more sophisticated lifestyle. Testacoff pinpoints coffee and chocolate as new ways to experience with gourmands. They add depth, texture, and a sense of artisanal luxury to modern fragrance, she says. It's not just about sweetness or bitterness. It's about layers of texture, flaky and roasted for a dry aromatic crunch, melted and whipped for creamy indulgence, and smoky toasted nuances for depth and a new point of view. 8. Less sweet, more savory perfumes. Rosen predicts that gourmands will continue to evolve over the course of the year. I think we're about to see a lot of fragrances boasting edible notes, but not outright sweet notes, he explains, adding that notes like steamed rice and coconut cream will pop up in fragrance versus more traditional gourmand notes like cotton candy and sugar. People are leaning harder into huge edible notes in a way that would make someone blush 10 years ago. 9. Functional fragrances. Functional fragrance is designed to help shift or enhance your mood, similar to aromatherapy. Another trend I see growing is a movement toward emotion-led perfumery. Fragrances designed to comfort, uplift, and create a sense of well-being, shares Catan. People are choosing scents the same way they choose wellness rituals, and ingredients that feel soothing, serene, or joyful will continue to resonate. This could be as simple as looking for lavender notes to promote a feeling of calm, or choosing fragrances that instantly transport you to a place of happiness or nostalgia. 10. Scent layering perfumes. Scent layering has the stamp of approval from Billie Eilish, Mia Khatib, Bella Hadid, and more. And it also landed a spot on Pinterest's 2026 Pinterest Predicts reports. Layering is all about customization, whether you craft your own bespoke scent with oils and lotions, top your go-to signature scent via body cream, perfume, and hair mist to make it last and move with you, or just mix two complementary scents together as you're heading out the door. Our next article from KidSpiritOnline.com, What is Lost and Gained When Traditions Are Broken? This article was written by Zora Irfan on December 8, 2025. Traditions are like invisible threads. They tie us to our families, culture, and our past. They give us a sense of belonging, and they remind us of where we come from. In Pakistan, traditions live in the smallest details in how we cook, celebrate, and even how we choose whom to marry. They are beautiful, but also heavy. They can give us comfort, but they can also keep us from breathing freely. In every household, there are rules that feel sacred. Chutney should be made on a sobata, never in a mixer. Rotis should be cooked on a stove, never in a roti maker. These ways are said to taste better, to carry the flavor of generations. And maybe they do, but they also demand time, energy, usually from women. These traditions often require a woman to spend hours in the kitchen, caring for the family, before she even thinks of herself. New tools like a blender, the gas stove, the roti maker make life easier. They let women step outside the kitchen, work, and rest. But many families resist them, not because they do not work, but because of fear. Fear of judgment. Fear of the whispers, what will people say? A woman who takes shortcuts may be seen as lazy or disrespectful of tradition. And so, the weight of tradition falls again and again on her shoulders. The same is true in other parts of life. In the past, fathers were distant figures, providers, but not nurturers. A good father worked hard outside the home, but rarely sat with his children or helped them with their daily lives. That role belonged only to mothers. Now, slowly, fathers are changing. They read bedtime stories, attend school events, and guide their children closely. They choose to share in the joys and burdens of parenting. But even here, tradition whispers. An involved father may be seen as too soft or too protective. Tradition questions what love should look like. And then there's marriage. Arranged marriages have long been the norm in Pakistan. They are said to protect family honor, to guard culture, to secure the right match. But the marriage market often reduces women to objects for judgment. Her fairness, her weight, her background, her family. All of it is placed under a spotlight. She becomes a showpiece to be chosen or rejected, valued for things she cannot always control. Love marriages challenge this system. They give women and men a voice in choosing their partners. They allow marriages to be based on affection, not just arrangement. Slowly, families are opening to this change, as families are becoming more progressive. But many still see it as rebellion, as dishonor. A daughter who dares to choose for herself risks shame, and sometimes even rejection. Here, too, there is the same fear of what will people say. So, what is lost and gained when traditions break? What is lost is the comfort of certainty and old routines, and the pride of doing things the right way. What is lost is the security of knowing we are walking the same path as our parents and grandparents. We gain freedom for women to dream beyond the kitchen. Freedom for our fathers to love openly. Freedom for young people to choose whom to marry. We gain equality, dignity, and balance in a world that is continuously changing. Breaking tradition does not mean disrespecting the past. A blender does not erase the memory of a sobata. It simply allows a woman to rest after a long day. A father reading to his child does not dishonor tradition. It strengthens the bond of family. A love marriage does not destroy culture. It builds a new kind of trust between generations. The truth is, traditions are not stone. They are living things, passed from hand to hand, shaped by time. Some will fade, others will change, and a few will remain untouched. What matters is not clinging to them blindly, but asking, do they still bring love, joy, and meaning? Or do they only bring fear and judgment? In Pakistan today, we see both worlds side by side. Kitchens still smell of chutney made on a silbata, but mixers hum in the background. Rotis puff over flames, but roti makers save time for tired hands. Fathers step into roles once forbidden. Mothers balance work and home. Some daughters now marry for love. These shifts are small, but they are powerful. They remind us that breaking tradition is not about forgetting who we are. It's about creating space to grow into who we might become. When traditions are broken, something is always lost, and that is unavoidable. To gain something, some things must be lost. And perhaps, in that fragile balance between loss and gain, lies the story of every generation. Our next article from TeenVogue.com. Danielle Marsh on New Jeans Departure. I fought until the very end to be with the members. This article was written by Steffi Cao on January 12th. Former New Jeans member Danielle Marsh has released her first statement since the December 2025 news that the beloved K-pop girl group's record label had terminated her contract. On January 12th, in an over 9-minute YouTube livestream titled Dear Bunnies, referencing the group's fandom name, the 20-year-old Korean-Australian singer got emotional as she addressed the camera. "Why am I already tearing up?" Marsh said in Korean, per a fan translation, at the start of the stream. "When I think of bunnies, the first thing that comes to mind is your eyes. The way we locked eyes on stage, the feeling that our hearts stayed connected even when the music stopped," she said, according to the Korea Herald. "Those memories are what quietly hold me up now." If you've been following along with New Jeans, or MJZ, as they were temporarily known, you'll know that the girl group, which originally had 5 members, has been embroiled in a major legal battle with their label, Adore, after it was announced that the CEO, Min Hee-jin, would be stepping down as its head. Adore is a subsidiary of entertainment giant HYBE, which is also behind renowned groups like Seventeen, Le Sserafim, and BTS. In a December 29th statement, the company said Marsh's contract would be terminated. Soon after Min's 2024 departure, New Jeans announced that they were terminating their exclusive contracts with Adore and setting out on their own as MJZ, which then led to a year-long legal dispute that basically centered on whether they were legally allowed to do that. A South Korean court ultimately ruled in fall 2025 that their contracts were valid, and then fans had to wait for the news if they were coming back to the label or not. Marsh did also address the legal dispute in her stream, which she said is still in the process of being resolved. She told fans that she intends to share more about the specifics as well as update fans when the time comes. "I fought until the very end to be together with the members," she said. She continued on to express love for her former teammates, saying that, "In one corner of my heart, there's always New Jeans." Marsh's departure came as a shock to longtime supporters. Since New Jeans' debut in 2022, she has not only become known as a member of the much-loved girl group, but also as an actor and performer in her own right. She voiced Ariel in the Korean dub of Disney's live-action The Little Mermaid, and also hosted the 2024 Korea On Stage New Generation concert. Meanwhile, New Jeans quickly became a global sensation, releasing tracks like OMG, Super Shy, and Ditto. With a string of viral hits, the girl group became the 8th best-selling artist worldwide in 2023, according to the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry. As for the other members of the group, Adore announced in the last couple months that Haerin, Haiyun, and Hani are set to return to the agency, while Minji's return is still being discussed with the label. It's been reported that she intends to re-sign to the group, although any official decision has not yet been announced. The group's contract extends until 2029. Marsh is the only member that has officially parted ways with the label. In Danielle's case, we determined that it would be difficult to continue together as a New Jeans member and an Adore artist, and today we notified her of the termination of her exclusive contract. In addition, we plan to pursue legal accountability for one member of Danielle's family and former CEO Min Hee-jin, Adore said in a statement. The YouTube channel where Marsh shared her livestream appears to be her own, using her full name. As a member of New Jeans, Danielle Marsh has typically gone by her first name on stage. This potentially marks a change in the K-pop idol's career. She also hinted at more things to come in her future, ending her stream on an optimistic note. "Bunnies, this is not the end," she concluded in Korean, adding in English, "It's the beginning." We have run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us again next time. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.